Missouri voters had a new tool launched just in time for yesterday's election. Access Missouri is a collaboration between KBIA, the Missouri Informatics Institute, and the Truman School of Public Affairs here at MU. The site is a portal designed to collect the publicly available data on lawmakers. KBIA News Director Ryan Famuliner told a reporter from KOMU that's the whole point.
The whole point is to really just redistribute it in a way that you would be able to consume it in just a few moments, because that's how much time you get most voters are going to give to any race like this, is maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And if it takes more than 5 or 10 minutes to get the information they want, it's not going to be worth that commitment.
So we've gotten some preliminary information, and Ryan and some of the other staffers at KBIA have told me that since this site went live on Monday, there have been more than 16,000 page views to the site, more than 4,200 unique visitors. That's a lot of interest and a lot of exposure. What's out there that makes this so interesting for folks?
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm really pleasantly surprised at this. Now, I'm a little bit biased. A couple of my students worked with Ryan on this project.
As did some of mine, too.
And I think that they found how hard it was to find this data on the legislature because it was captured in so many different formats to get it in a way that the public could access it easily. But, you know, these aren't BuzzFeed numbers or NewYorkTimes.com numbers, but that's pretty good. And usually you'd expect a very small group of people would be interested enough that they'd go find this information. And the numbers you did give us were on this past Monday and on Election Day. Can they sustain it? I don't know. But I hope they can, because to be able to track the candidates, the legislators, and know what they're voting on, when they're there and when they're not there, who's giving them money, that stuff's really important.
Well, you know, and one of the other things that I think Ryan pointed out was that a lot of the traffic was being driven by the site being linked to other news sites mm-hmm. out there. And I think that may be the key to keeping this going, is that if the media as a whole begin to use this as an information site that people can go to, I think that that's going to be one of the things that keeps it going.
Yeah, in fact, you could literally just embed the whole thing right in your page. The Columbia Tribune did it. One of the St. Joe television stations did it. Another TV station in St. Louis did it. And so, you know, that's the kind of coalition or network you need to build if you're going to get a project like this to build up steam.
The one concern I have is that, you know, how do you keep this going? Because it takes a lot of manpower.
It's easy to build. Well, I don't want to say it's easy to build, but once you build it, you launch it. And how do you continue to maintain it and keep the data flowing into
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Especially when it seems as if government, and not just in the state of Missouri, but nationally, is not as transparent with this information. It doesn't make it easy for people to go out and gather this, because it's in so many formats, as you said, and it's in so many places. How do you get it all into one area? And it seems like every time that someone puts together an initiative to try to do that and put that initiative into some sort of legislation, it never seems to get anywhere.